as the injury, whoop, let me just get a little room here. As far as the injuries go, everybody practiced. The guys that did partial practice were Riley Cooper, Deshaun Jackson, Macklin, and Marsh. But they did get some work in, and then we went from there. We'll just see how they are by game time. Riley Cooper, I'd tell you, most likely won't be out there. Everybody else stands a chance to be out there. Look forward to the challenge of playing this game this week. This is and obviously a good football team with Baltimore, and we know they're a physical football team and so on, and our guys practiced very hard and aggressive this week. So again, we look forward to that challenge. This is one of those weeks that you're glad you're playing at Lincoln Financial. They do a lot of no huddle things. I know our fans will be out of their minds for this thing and make it tough on them. So, and we'll try to do the same in return. Time's yours.
Andy, with that in mind, are you putting out a request to the fans here to be very, very noisy because of that?
Yeah, we'd like them to be very loud, yes. That's a good thing. And you don't have to give our fans much, right? I mean, they like doing that, and I know they'll take that challenge on.
What are Deshaun and Jeremy listed as?
Derek, you don't give this to him? All right, so Deshaun is questionable. Jeremy's questionable.
Right. Jeremy's case is running the issue right now. Is he running okay?
Yeah, they're running okay. We just kind of took it easy on them today. So, but they did a decent job today with the things that they were given, which wasn't much.
So, what happens between now and Sunday with them, and at what point do you determine?
Well, they keep getting their treatment, and they come out for the mock game tomorrow. We'll just see how they feel. No, I heard him probably just tightened up towards the end of practice. Yeah,
On Wednesday,
yeah.
I know they're both listed questionable, but could you say which is Macklin more of a stretch than Jackson, or are they pretty even?
I think they're both right about the same.
You guys have seen the Ravens and their no huddle for one game, but last year, obviously, it was much, much different. Do you spend time looking at them non-no huddle, or is it all you assume that's them going forward?
Well, it's the same plays, basically. And they have a couple new things, but for the most part, it's the same plays. They're just doing it with a no huddle. So, and they do a great job of game plan, doing the things that they need to do against our opponents. So, but for the most part, it's the same plays. Yeah.
How was Vic's week of practice?
Yeah, good week. Good week of practice. Yeah, worked very hard. Detailed his work. Did a good job.
So, if both are out, you got three receivers.
Right. Well, we'll see. We'll see how all that goes. We'll see. I'm hoping they're going to be there. Right.
I'm sure you have a plan, though.
Well, we have a plan.
In case they aren't.
We're just going to go play. We're going to go play. I'm not even going to go there. Think positive on that.
At this point in the week, do you think everything is cleaned up that was wrong last week, and then these guys are kind of?
Well, listen, we'll see by the game. I can't. You got to go play. That's what you have to do. So we've worked on the things. The players worked very hard to do their thing. Had a good week of practice, and now you got to go play.
Would Deion Lewis be the backup running back, or is that Bryce Brown?
I haven't gotten that far yet. He took some reps with the other guys, so yeah, we'll see.
But Deion's healthy enough to play in there, right?
He's getting better, yeah. I mean, he's right about there, yeah.
With Fair Macklin, enough. Are there two different hip injuries, a flexor and a pointer?
Or he's got a little bit of tenderness in the flexor and the hip pointer, right? Yeah.
He
moved around decent today, though. I mean, he looked like he's on the mend, so it's a good thing.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Good.